We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Eddie, I got you. You can put your hand down now. He said it's time to go. We go. 3, 2, 1. What's up, Al?
He's nodding no, though. We're yes, we're good to go.
Oh, we're good.
Ooh, okay.
I got the thumbs up.
Jerry, I received a package in the mail this morning.
That could be good, could be bad.
I think it was good, and it was a letter from a gentleman named Franny Kelly.
I think Franny could be a girl.
I think it's a guy, though.
Okay.
Dear Al, here's a gift for you. Full disclosure, I bought it for myself, but because I live in the Catskill Mountains, I can't get a signal. He purchased and sent me.
Hey, all right.
His HD digital TV.
Can I see that one?
Antenna. Yes, please do take this, Jerry.
Nice.
He says he got it and it worked great when he was close to New York, but now that he's in the Catskills, it doesn't work great. He says, hope it works for you. Now that's all. I am heading home to Ireland tomorrow to see family, and I will try to send you and Jerry a postcard. See ya, Franny Kelly.
Franny, that is really nice of you to do that.
Isn't that really nice?
Now, it's interesting. It doesn't tell you what the range is on this one.
Uh-oh.
No. That doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to cook it up, though. I'll give that a shot.
Now, this might be better than the one I have, because this one actually advertises on the left that you will get the CW. I do not get that. Any antenna I've ever gotten, it's the only channel that for some reason, and it's not even like you put channel 11 on, and it's digitally fuzzy, it will not register channel 11. I get channel 2, 2.1, 2.2, 2.3. They all come in perfect. 4, 4.1. It's ridiculous. Channel 11, for some reason, doesn't come in. This one is telling you that it gets CW.
It's got C-dubs right on the box.
So perhaps you got a better one than I got.
I might have TV after all, Jerry, after this.
I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised.
Where do I got to hang? Will you put those HD antennas?
So this one is showing that this one can be anywhere. This one's showing it could be anywhere. This one doesn't have to be by a window. It looks like you could put this right behind the TV if you want, or hang it on the wall, or put it on a coffee table underneath the TV.
Hmm.
You know, and they've gotten better. So when the first one I bought, it specifically had to be by a window facing a certain direction.
Yeah.
The new one that I just bought is an indoor antenna. Just plug it in and it works. So that's what this one seems to be.
It's pretty cool. Indoor antenna. Well, I'll give it a shot. It's very nice of Franny Kelly.
Yes.
Very sweet. Oh, yeah. Me too, Jerry. Full HD TV, easy setup, hardware included.
Now when the Jets and Giants are on, you can watch it without that stream delay.
Correct.
How about that?
So that's pretty nice. I was excited. Normally, I get a package. I'm always curious here at work. And then when I started opening it, I saw that it was a digital antenna, and I thought, oh, a company that heard us talking about it sent me a digital antenna. Nope. Listener.
I think that is awesome.
Yep.
Absolutely awesome.
Really nice. So I did also get some information during the warm-up program, which comes on after this. We were discussing, the smoke and all that stuff.
The smoke.
The smoke. And I said, well, I just had my windows opened yesterday because I thought if I put the air conditioning on, is the air conditioning not pulling the air from the outside to cool? And a guy called me off the air and he said, your air conditioning pulls the air from wherever your unit is, which is in your house, so that it would work that way. So it wouldn't be sucking in the outside air.
See, we have the central air.
Yeah.
And then I have two floor units for upstairs. We don't have two zone, although our central air is now dead. It cannot be, they came over last week, cannot be fixed. So I bought an additional unit I just bought a furnace that was $9,000. I mean, it's enough. I told Kim, 10 weeks, we're dealing without the central air this year. I'll get it next April. So she was fine with that. So I got another unit for downstairs if needed.
These window units are a different type of a unit.
They're floor standing units that vent out the window.
Okay.
But the AC unit's not in the windows. You really can't even tell.
What do those cost?
But they're $300.
Okay.
So I've got, Matthew's had one since the day we moved in. He's had one in his room. And then I got one for our bedroom 2 years ago just because it gets hot upstairs. And I told her when we have to redo the central air, I'll do the two zone. I didn't know it would be that quick. Now she wants two zone because I said it. So I'm like, how about next year? Anyway, so I got another one for downstairs that works, and it just vents air out. The hot air is released. So I don't know how it all works.
Yeah.
I do know you couldn't really tell in our house yesterday, but as soon as you went outside, it was like...
Well, one of the things this guy brought up to me with the air conditioning and the way that it works, he said, oh, the air conditioning, you know, it sucks the air from in your home through the air conditioning unit, which
right.
means as it cools your house, it doesn't have to work as hard because it's sucking in cool air.
Interesting.
But here's my thing. My air conditioning unit, and maybe yours too, like I'm in a condo, so maybe it's different, but my air conditioning unit is down in the basement.
Okay. Ours is not.
Yours is where then?
The compressor's outside.
No, but the unit, the part that's pulling in, like where you're...
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Where the furnace is in the basement.
Yeah, in the basement. Yeah. That's where mine is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not really not sucking in the nice cool air. We're sucking in basement air.
I don't know. But there are filters.
I've
got to believe they've got this figured out at some point.
But what's weird is like I go down to my basement area into my condo, and I have a small basement,
mm-hmm.
really a storage unit. And then my hot water heater's there.
Is it private or can other people get to it?
The hot water heaters are all in one place.
Okay.
Mine is private where my air conditioning and heating is.
Got it.
But when you go down in the basement, it's musty like a basement.
Oh, yeah.
And now that's the air. It's getting sucked in and getting pushed into my condo.
But you don't smell that in your, right? When you're in your condo, you don't notice that.
I don't think so.
It just feels like nice cool air.
It does feel like cool air.
So you're good. I'm telling you, there's filters for this.
Yeah. I do try to get the step up a little bit with the filters.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, it's everything's a problem.
Yeah.
Right, Jerry? So I remember when I was in Basking Ridge, I was like, I'm going to step up, get the best filter.
The best.
I got this thick-ass filter. Do you know it froze to my unit? And when the air conditioning guy came out, he goes, yeah, these filters are too thick. You can't be using these.
Really?
I'm like, what the... I'm trying to get the best airflow, Jerry.
That's interesting.
With the least amount of things.
Never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
This is the problem with everything.
Exactly. Problem with everything. Buy the cheap air filter, no good. You buy the expensive one, also no good.
We're all better off just living in a tent. It's just so simple.
I've decided everything you should do middle of the road. Don't do the cheapest way.
Yeah.
Don't do the best way.
I think you're probably right about that.
Somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, there are certain things you get what you pay for. And if you do spend the extra money, it's worth it. But then again, there are certain things there's no need to spend the extra money.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
I was here and I listen sometimes to the Sirius XM Country Channel.
Yeah.
I like that one. And they do a happy hour every day in Nashville on the strip, whatever that strip is. So they took a call from a woman yesterday. She goes, we had a trip to Nashville planned and our flight got canceled because of the smoke. Boy, you would never have guessed when you booked that flight that it would be canceled due to smoke.
No, this has been weird.
That's a weird.
Yeah, it is. It's very strange.
Every time you think you've seen it all, Jerry.
Oh, there's always something else.
It's a new thing.
Always something else.
Like smoke now.
Yeah, and I saw the Giants just canceled their practice today. The New York Giants did.
Yeah, I think you can't be running around in this, right?
I just said to our baseball coach, I said, what are we doing tonight? I'm like, you know, like I'm fine. I mean, but you really want the kids running out there? We got a tournament over the weekend. Allergies have been bad for some of the kids. You're going to have them run around tonight? For what? Doesn't make any sense. And the complex, as of right now, is closed, I believe. They closed it yesterday. I can't imagine they're going to reopen it today.
Yeah, I'm really curious what goes on with the Yankees situation today.
Me too.
You know, after a 4-0-5 game, I think, and then...
I also thought this, too. So, yesterday, remember I told you... Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. No, maybe I was telling Gallo. So, I was yesterday was like a free day. Trust me, I know. Take your free day and why don't you chill out? I can't. So, it was a free day. So, I said to Matthew, I'm like... And he was home. I'm like, would you like to either play golf today or go see Phillies Tigers, because it was a 6 p.m. start. And these games are 2 hours now. I could be home by 8:45. I'm like, you know what? Why not? And at first, he says the Phillies game. Then he goes, you know, I changed my mind. He goes, let's go play golf. He goes, you know, why not? I'm like, great. So I book at the tee time. I did buy the Phillies tickets yesterday morning. Because even yesterday morning at 8 a.m. when I texted him, I never thought any of this was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't cancel that game till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
The Phillies game?
Yeah, and they rescheduled for tonight. And I'm thinking, I might have left already.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah, it's what a pain. In the Yankee game, I don't know what time that got canceled, but that wasn't canceled at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That was a couple hours later, I think.
Yeah, it's weird, too. Like, the collateral damage with that, because then I see the guy who puts out the schedules here at WFA, and it's like, and then now Carton and Roberts are not working, and they're only working until 4, and then this happens, and then this Yankee
Well, even
pregame.
Sal told me yesterday, when I saw him this morning, he's like, I'm lucky I opened my email. He goes, because of what happened, he goes, no one called me. I guess they emailed him about the change. And he's like, if I didn't open my email, I would have thought I was on at 2 o'clock like normal. He goes, I saw the email right before I went on SNY or when he was at SNY. And he goes, what? Oh, he had to do midnight to 5, which he was not anticipating.
Yeah.
And if he didn't check his email, then Keith would have been stuck doing 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. until he actually... woke up or got where he was going.
Nice 7-hour shift for Keith McPherson.
It changes everything.
Yeah, changes everything. And then all the commercials and all that stuff.
Yes.
It's all thrown into
a lot
into
is
the
out
mix.
Of whack.
Yeah. It's got to be really weird, too, like if an afternoon game got canceled because of smoke.
Sure. Well, like today.
Yeah.
So today's a 4 o'clock start. What time? I mean, I guess Carton and Roberts would be here anyway.
They would. They're going to do a short show.
So they would have to just stay and do their regular show if... Like, I could see them canceling the 4 o'clock game and still trying to play the night game if it's supposedly going to clear as the day goes on. I don't know.
I could see that as well.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Because now you're talking about getting 2 games in.
Yes. We got to push that smoke right back to Canada.
Phineas and Ferb would have made a big fan, an industrial fan, to start blowing it back.
Yeah, big, gigantic fan.
Or push it out to sea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Actually, it's funny. I actually saw conspiracy theorists yesterday on Twitter. They're like,
it's the Russians.
There was just some sort of like this idea that there wasn't really a fire and this was the government's way of doing something. I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta.
Everybody.
Like one of the ingredients people I follow on Instagram, guy who's very knowledgeable about ingredients, and all of a sudden he's like, this is very suspicious. I'm going to go live at 4 p.m. This is very weird what's going on in New York City.
No, it's very actually suspicious. Not.
Yeah, it's a
science.
Fire.
Right.
Yeah. The smoke's blowing everywhere.
Sometimes things are as they seem.
Plus, we also had a fire in New Jersey, in Jackson, New Jersey. Yes. Yeah, so I'm sure that was some sort of combination.
I said to my friend of mine, I had mentioned the fires in Canada. He's like, no, this is from Jackson. I'm like, no, that might contribute to it, but Canada's on fire, basically. Yeah. Jackson might be big in terms of the state of New Jersey. Canada's a country, and there's millions of acres on fire. I'm like, pretty sure it's that. But the Jackson thing ain't helping.
It wasn't helping, right?
No.
Exactly. It's weird too because when I smell somebody's
armpits.
No, the fireplace.
Oh yeah,
smells great.
Yeah. This doesn't smell.
When I smell the grill when I'm cooking steaks or burgers on the grill.
Well, it's gas fire.
Smells terrific.
As opposed to smoldering trees and leaves and grass and dirt.
I would think a tree on fire would smell good.
Depends on the tree.
You throw logs into your fireplace.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't in large quantities with Correct. All the other stuff.
Right.
Know what I also like to smell? When you first light a... When somebody first lights a cigarette.
Yeah.
The initial part.
I like the cigar smell better than the cigarette smell.
Yeah. I don't like the smell of secondhand smoke, but that initial light of the cigarette.
See, that's funny. I prefer the someone that puffs the smoke out.
Yeah.
As opposed to the burning of the cigarette. That sounds crazy, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a different smell. And I prefer that.
Yeah.
Oddest smell you like? For me, it's still gasoline. I don't know how it couldn't be.
Yeah, I think... Which is a weird one, but I think, like you said, like a lot of people like the smell of gasoline.
Yeah, there's something about it.
Yeah, and there's nothing, I don't think, natural about that, why we would enjoy it, but I do enjoy it.
Don't know.
I love the smell of gasoline.
Yeah. I remember when I first started working at the Gulf Station years and years and years back in Hazlitt, I was like, I'm working here. This is awesome.
This is going to smell terrific.
And then all of a sudden, you realize your clothes starts to smell like it.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Your clothes... Where you work can sometimes depend on how your clothes smell.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you work at a pizza place.
I did that too.
You must smell like delicious pizza all the time.
No, actually you don't.
What
happens?
You
smell disgusting. You smell like food.
Oh, really?
It does not smell like you would think it would, no.
Yeah, you know what I think about too all the time with that is people who drive for Uber Eats or.
Their car smells like it.
Oh, because I have one. If I go pick up food one time for myself.
Yeah.
And for a brief drive.
Mm-hmm.
I get in the car the next day, it smells like that food.
Yeah, especially if you order like three pies.
Yeah.
You're sitting in the car for 10 minutes, and it doesn't take much.
I can't imagine if you're driving around constantly with all different fast food smells in your car, delivering Grubhub and Uber Eats and DoorDash.
Matthew's big with the Jersey Mike's DoorDash. Last night he got another one. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, I would have picked it up for you. He's not a guy with the door pass.
Door pass, yeah.
I'm like, okay. He goes, $10 a month. I'm like, so that means what? And he explained it to me. I'm like, I guess so. If you use it a little bit, He goes, I've used it 7 times already in the last 10 days. I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah, I think if he uses it twice, it pays.
That's what
pays
he said.
For it, yeah.
He said twice, it's even, I believe.
Yeah.
The third time you start to make it, it's worth it.
Yeah, because that was the thing that I was stopping to order in from DoorDash because the fees were crazy.
Right.
But then I just got to think from my one credit card company, it says if I link my credit card up with Grubhub, I could get that free.
There you go.
That free thing. So maybe I'll do that.
Maybe you can do that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. What do you think smells worse if you drive for like an Uber Eats or if you drive for Uber? Picking up all weird people all day long or picking up different smelling foods?
I think they're both terrible.
Yep.
I think you're going to get a lot of people. You know, the Uber Eats is probably worse only because it's hard to get food that doesn't smell.
Right.
You can get some lovely people that are cleaned up, showered,
right.
Have the nice cologne or perfume on, and then you get the stank-ass people.
Yeah.
Maybe they balance each other out a little bit. I'm going to say the food one.
Is worse.
Is worse.
Yeah. I think you're right. Consistently worse. Because you're right. There's no way you're picking up any fast food item that doesn't have some odor.
Right.
Occasionally, you'll get somebody... picking up somebody with no odor or a pleasant odor.
Or a pleasant odor.
That may balance out the smell of the person.
Yeah. That's funny. I've done all of that too. Delivered pizza, worked in a gas station, worked in a grocery store.
You've had all the good smells.
Oh, it's amazing I'm not single.
Did you like the grocery store?
Yes and no. I enjoyed it because I had a really cool boss who would give me aisles that I could work alone. And if I didn't work alone, there were two guys that I liked working with. So I was either alone or I'd be working with them in tandem. And we had a good time. What I didn't like about it were there were a couple of really shady guys that we worked with that were not good people.
Really?
Yeah.
In the supermarket industry.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying they were criminals. But like, for instance, I had kidney stones when I was working there. And they gave me Percocets and Demerol. I'll never forget it. And this one guy hounded me to buy the pills from me. all he went up to $50 a pill.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude, no. Like, A, and it wasn't even a legal, illegal thing. It was more like, I have kidney stones. You have any idea how much this hurt yesterday? And there was no way I was going to. But he was an addict for sure, but I also didn't trust him. I didn't like being around him. And then there was another guy there that had marital problems to the nth degree, as they say, because he had two girlfriends on the side.
Two.
So and while we were working there, she found out about one of them. And this was nuts. She found out about one of them. That girlfriend found out about the other girlfriend, didn't know he was married. He went through hell and back. And for like, I only worked there for a year. 6 months out of the year, though, he was miserable. And I understand why. And depressed. But it was made a bad environment. So aside from those two guys, it was fun. I liked the hours. It was overnight. Do your work. You go home. Place was quiet.
Yeah.
I did like it.
I feel like I would like working in Whole Foods.
Well, it's because you're into it.
Yeah, because
you're
I'm
into
kinda,
the products.
But I'd be like talking people out of stuff. Customers. But you know what's going on now with all these stores? It's filled with people who work there who are shopping for people now for the home delivery.
Yes.
It's like the aisles are packed with employees shopping.
Yeah. I told Kim to start doing that.
Yeah.
She gets frustrated when she goes. I'm like, so why don't you just start ordering and you'll buy less.
You will buy less.
You'll buy just what you really want. There'll be no impulse buying. Why don't you try it? And we get all the fresh meats and vegetables and fruits from Dearborn. Done.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, because that'd be the thing I'd worry about. Like, are they going to get the kind of bananas I like?
I would not, and she wouldn't either.
I'm very picky about bananas and sweet potatoes. Like, I should film this one time.
I agree.
I look like I'm picking out a baby to adopt.
I understand. I was like that with the tomatoes on Sunday. I pick up a tomato. It was bruised. I'm like, again.
Yeah, no good.
Pick up another tomato. It's got a black mark on it. I'm not picking that one. I felt like the guy was looking at me like, are you just ruining them all? Will you take one already?
Are you touching all of our bananas and tomatoes?
These are tomatoes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I agree.
And then other people told me that you actually get the best fruit because they're so worried that you're going to be upset about the fruit they choose that they go really examine and get you the best
fruit. I think that depends on the place and the employee that you get.
Definitely.
If you get Johnny, I don't give a crap. I'm just here to punch out my 7 hours and get the hell out of here. You're going to get what he sees. If you get someone that actually does care or works close with management, you probably will get that benefit. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I think there's a thing called, I saw one of these people on Instagram, these food influencer people. I think Instacart is a thing where they'll go to various stores for you for one order. Like, let's say you want to get your meat from Dearborn, your fruit from Whole Foods, and your box stuff from Acme.
What kind of a fee does that cost?
I have no idea.
What do they charge you,
$23? That's got to be insane.
Right. Time, gas, and the service? That can't be cheap.
No, it cannot be.
Yeah, I'd pass on that.
I kind of like going to the supermarket.
Get you out of the house.
Yeah, it gets me out of the house. We go off hours, like I'm sure you do as well.
Always.
Yeah.
I don't even go to the supermarket anymore, but when I do, it would be at 7 a.m. on a weekend, early.
Yeah. And as much as you say, like if you do one of these services, you'll buy less. That's true. But you also, maybe you'll miss out on a cool product.
It could be.
Right?
Just from walking around and seeing something you otherwise wouldn't have.
Yes.
That, I remember that back in the day. Don't judge me.
All right.
I did that when... a new Reese's Pieces cereal came out.
You discovered it. You were like, do you remember like being like,
I thought
holy
it was the
crap.
Holy grail of cereals. Oh. I'm like, I love Reese's peanut butter cups and Reese's Pieces. There was a Reese's cereal, orange box and everything. I'm like, I got to have this. And I got to tell you, not that great.
Not that great, yeah.
Unbelievably disappointing.
Yeah, I found that when I used to eat cereals a long time ago, the ones that had like, a specific thing that it was being named after, like Reese's Pieces or Reese's, like you were expecting that as a cereal and you were not getting that.
No.
Like the biggest disappointment to me from many years ago was Cookie Crisp. They were little mini chocolate chip
cookies.
But to me, they didn't taste like little chocolate chip cookies.
No, but they looked like them.
They did look like them.
And I actually liked Cookie Crisp back in the day.
What about Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was okay.
One.
I like that because when you were done with the, at the end, it was cinnamon milk.
Ah, yes.
And it was
cinnamon
delicious.
Sugar milk.
So good.
Yeah.
My favorite is still is Count Chocula.
Yeah, Count Chocula was good. Lucky Charms.
Thankfully, Kim still eats Lucky Charms every night, 9 p.m. She does. Really amazing. She doesn't eat breakfast. She has a salad, a bare-bones salad for lunch. She'll have a normal dinner, Lucky Charms at 9 p.m.
Hmm.
I don't think she's consuming 1,000 calories a day until she gets to the cereal.
And then she's...
Because even dinner, she barely eats. Like, yeah. She eats, but she doesn't have, like, monster plates. It's very portion-controlled. But she has to have her Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't have Lucky Charms, an entire row of Oreos. It's amazing. I have 2 Oreos. I feel like a piece of crap.
Right.
She eats 12 of them. And she's still thin.
Like, there's an Oreos...
Not fair.
There's an Oreos cereal.
Is oh, it I didn't just know that. Mini?
Yeah, I definitely have seen that box.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She must not be either.
Yeah, she must not see it. She's using that delivery service.
You ever like the Frankenberries?
Yeah, I liked Frankenberry.
That was pretty good, too.
I never tried the Booberry one.
Crunchberries.
Crunchberries, oh, yeah, those were good. Berries.
So good.
Yeah, Captain I used to love Crunch. Cereals.
Captain Crunch with the Crunchberries. Yeah. That might be my favorite. I said Count Chocula. That might be my favorite one of all time.
Yeah.
To where, like, I could eat the entire box in one sitting. Just keep loading it up.
With,
so good.
With milk or no milk?
Oh, no, with milk.
Yeah, with milk.
100%. Oh, I haven't had cereal in a long time, too.
We should do one day just all cereal. All day long.
I could do that. No cereals. Problem. But that would go against what you're doing.
Yes, it would.
That's about as fake as they come.
That would be right. That'd be trouble. Yeah, cereal's the worst. They always say that the worst aisle in the store is the cereal aisle.
You know what's so funny, though? When I was... And I know it's a combination of the golf as well. The thinnest I've ever been since I got married, I was still belonged to the country club. This was right before, it was after getting married and before Matthew was born. So between 99 and 2004, like 1, 2, and 3, I was playing golf 4 days a week and mostly walking. And I was only having cereal for dinner. And it was just because I went to bed, I was working overnights. So I would always take a nap. Kim would come home, then... So we never really had dinner together in that period, that time. And I had Cheerios with bananas nonstop, Count Chocula, and the Captain Crunch. Every night I had cereal. And I got down to 161, I believe. The lightest I've been in my adult life. And that was at a normal lunch. Breakfast would be either a meal or cereal. And then dinner was cereal. And I weighed 161.
The cereal diet.
Yeah. And I guess if you replace a 800-calorie dinner with a 300-calorie cereal, even with the sugars, that is still a 500-calorie deficit.
Right.
But yeah, I was 161. I'm a long ways away from that right now.
Maybe you got to go back on that cereal diet.
161 on my right leg right now. Fat ass.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow on a summer Friday. That's right. So...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.